Welcome to the Prophets. Do you want to know what's coming next? Find out what God is doing. We will be hearing what God is saying in this season. Now, your host, Apostle Jason Leppard. Thank you guys for tuning in today. Thank you so much. This is Apostle Jason. We're going to be talking about division. What is division? I believe God is telling us in this hour that there is division among the body. There's division among the homes. There's division among marriages. And I'm going to tell you why the division might be. And we're going to get into the Word, and we're going to see what the Word has to say. And guys, when I get a word from God, I don't just take the word and run with it. It matches up with the Word of God. If you're getting words from God, it'll always match up with the Word of God. If the Word of God don't back it, then it's not from God. But we know that they are let's look up this, guys, lovers. Okay. We're going to look up something right quick, but we're going to be on division, guys, division. So, one thing I really have to testify to is we got to realize is people are lovers of themselves. Peoples are lovers. Lovers of self. And that's where we're going to go with this today, but we're talking about division. 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 We know that there's multiplication. We know this. We know that there's multiplication. We know these things. And I want to read this, guys, because Ephesians chapter 6, 1 through 4. And I want to read this because this is what's causing division in the body. I believe that God is telling us today, this is what causes division in the body of Christ. I believe that. I really, truly believe that today because we got to understand something. We have a body of believers that believe in different denominations, get my coffee. Well, it's not coffee, but it's caramel. Anyways, there are different divisions, different denominations, and different beliefs, and that's what keeps us divided as well. But also, I want to see what divides us too, because we got to understand something. Devils have doctrines, and when they do have doctrines, we must understand that God is about to give us truth. And Jesus said, whoever gives truth shall live. Listen, the truth will set you free. See, the thing is, the devil has the truth, but he manipulates it into a lie. He's not the father of lies. He's a manipulator of lies. Even though John tells us he's the father of lies. Let me tell you something. If you deceive somebody with the truth, that makes you a what? A liar. Because you don't stand for truth. But who is truth? Truth is a person. It's not a thing. Jesus said, I'm the truth, I'm the way and the life. So Jesus is a person. He's the truth. He's the only way. And let's read this in a 6. It says, children, obey your parents in the Lord. I'm sorry, guys. I'm in the wrong plot spot here. I'm sorry. It's 2 Timothy chapter 3. I'm sorry. 2 Timothy chapter 3, it says, this I know also, that in the last days perilous of times shall come. For men shall be lovers of them own self, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemer, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection. And that word without natural affection means they love the same sex. My God. Truth breakers, trust breakers, false accusers, innocent, furious, despisers of those that are good, traitors. Well, we got a lot of traitors around here. They follow you 1 minute and then trade you the next. Heated, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. Having a form of godliness, they act like Christian, they talk like Christian, but in reality, they just ain't a Christian. They just ain't. Let me tell you something, my friend. If you have more time to do everything under the sun but do what God tells you to do, that kind of questions your love for God. Now, I run a radio broadcast on Wednesdays and Sundays. I'm going to plan on doing some more stuff. I need some help. I got a big vision. But I do it because I'm a lover of God and not a lover of pleasures. People rather sit at home and watch the boob tube rather than get the gospel out. People rather go do this and ride bikes. Don't get me wrong. I got a motorcycle. I got things that God wants me to enjoy too. But it's not to put that first and God last. Okay. High-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, for such turn away. For the sort of the which creep into houses, for this sort are they that which creep in houses, into houses, and lead captive silly women, laden with sin. Lay away with driver's lust every learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. But they're ever learning, but they never come to the knowledge of the truth. Watch this, guys. We're going to go on and read this. He said, every learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. So they're learning, but they just don't want to accept the truth. I don't care how much you read your Bible. You can read your Bible till you're blue in the face, but till it changes your heart, that's what's going to matter. Now, as James and Joab withstand Moses, so the resist the truth, man of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith. But they which proceed no further, for the folly shall be manifested in all men. And there's always, as there's always was. But the folly, let's go and read this, guys. Let's go and read this. It's getting good. Shall be manifest in all men, and there also was, but thou fully known by doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience, persecution, afflictions, which come unto me at Enoch, at I consume, that persecutions I endured. But out of them all the Lord delivered me, yea, and I all, that all I live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. So he says in 12, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall what? Suffer persecution. You ain't getting persecuted. Wonder why? Because you ain't living right. Come on. You ain't speaking up to the truth. You're hiding the truth. You're putting it under a candlestick, and you're not telling people the truth. So therefore, you get no persecution. You're too chicken to come out of those walls of that church, and that's why you ain't getting no persecution. But I'm here to tell you, my friend, if you're not being persecuted, my question is, are you living a godly life? He says in verse 12 in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 12, he says, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. You're going to be persecuted, folks. You're going to be persecuted. But even man and seduceurs shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou the things that which I have learned, and I have been assured of knowing of whom hast thou learned them, and that the form of a child has known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make one wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given in the inspiration of God. It is profitable to doctrine, to reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. I'm going to read that one more time in 16. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and for instructions in righteousness. And why did he say in righteousness? Notice the righteousness of Abraham was his faith in God. It's all about a relationship, my friend. It's all about a relationship. This is good. This is good. This is good. That the man of God may be perfect, through furnished unto all good works. That the man of God may be perfect, through furnishing unto all good works. So in verse 16, he says, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof and correction, and for instruction in righteousness. Let's go on down. Let's go on down to chapter 4, see what it says. Let's stay in Timothy today. You want to? Let's stay in Timothy today. Come on, Lord. Do it, Lord, one more time. Teach us, Holy Ghost. Teach us. And that's exactly what we're fixing to do, guys. We're fixing to allow the Holy Spirit to teach us this day. In verse chapter 4 of Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter 4 says, I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, whom shall judge the quick and the dead, and his appearing and his kingdom. Come on, somebody. Preach the word. What did he say? Preach your opinion? No. He said, preach the word. The word was made flesh and become and dwelled among us. This word that is written in this Bible, folks, it became flesh now. Jesus said, this is in my bread. Who was the word? Jesus said, I am the word. I am the truth. I am the life. These words I speak to you are spirit and truth. But he said, watch this, watch this, watch this. I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now Paul was charging them. Timothy was charging them. Listen, I'm going to charge you something. Otherwise, I'm going to challenge you. I'm going to charge you before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, whom shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word, be instant in season and out of season. Rebuke, reprove, exhort in long suffering and in doctrine. Let me tell y'all something. You can't just preach when you feel like preaching. Come on, somebody. You can't just do stuff when you feel like doing stuff. That's why your ministry never goes anywhere, because you feel like doing stuff when you feel like doing stuff. Listen, God ain't no, listen, he said be instant in season and out of season. Sometimes you ain't gonna wanna do it. Sometimes you ain't gonna feel it. Sometimes you just ain't got it. But that don't mean God don't say stop, because God said, listen, go and I'll fill your mouth. God is trying to teach you not to lean onto your own understanding, but acknowledge him. Sometimes, my friend, when he said go, it means go. Sometimes, I know a lot of people, they don't even preach. They don't even do their ministry because, well, God ain't gave me a word. Well, God ain't going to never give you a word. He's waiting you to get up and put one foot in front of the other, and when you get there, he'll fill your mouth. And sometimes you ain't even feeling like going to the pulpit. Sometimes you ain't even feeling like coming on here, but see, you got to remain faithful. He said be instant in season, out of season. Listen, sometimes you got to be instant in season and out of season, because sometimes seasons come and go. Sometimes season feel good. Sometimes season feel no good. Come on, you got to learn to walk with God. Listen, because he told you to do an assignment. Let me ask you a question. Do you feel like going to work every day? Come on now, I'm going to stomp on your feet a little bit. But you know you have to do it, right? You got to get to a point when God's called you to do something. It don't matter if you feel like doing it or not. You got to do it. And that's where he says, for it will come. This is what he said. Preach the word. Preach the word. What word? The word. The B-L-B-L-E. I know people say, oh, God told me something last night, bless God. I saw the stars and the moon, and they come down. God told me, and they get to hacking. And they say, God told me last night, he gave me a rhema word. It's good God gives you a rhema word. But if it don't line up with a logos word, then what good is it? Let me tell you something, friend. God honors this word right here. He said heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will never. Do you understand these words in this book was sealed? You understand these words in this book became life. When Jesus was on this earth, it became life, my friend. Let me tell you something. If you don't get in the word and you don't preach the word, what good are you? Because you're going to follow after seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Let me tell you something. Devils can't stand this word. I'm going to tell you why they can't stand the word. Because the word became flesh and dwelt among us. I'm telling you, he can't understand this word. He don't like this word, and he really don't like it when you stand on it. When you stand on it, when he tries to manipulate you, you got to understand something. Satan is not going to tell you a lie, my friend. He's going to use the truth to deceive you. But when you got a relationship and you have the Holy Spirit in you, he's not going to deceive you. He's a master of deception. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Rebuke, reprove, exhort, and long-suffering in doctrine. For the time will come, they will not endure sound doctrine. Sound doctrine. But after their own lust, they shall be of themselves teachers of itching ears. Wow. You want somebody to itch your ear? Not here, bud. I ain't itching nobody's ear. I've run people away from my ministry a long time because I stand on the truth. My God. And they shall turn with their eyes from the truth, and they shall be turned unto fables. But watch therefore all things endure affliction. Do the work of an evangelist. Make full proof of thy ministry. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of departure is at hand. I have fought the good fight of faith. My friend, faith is a fight. I had to fight it every day. I get up, I fight it. I fight the will of God. And let me tell y'all something. We just got our app on Apple now. You can listen to our 24/7 radio station. We're preaching, singing, and everything. Listen, we have fought that app, but I said, by George, I'm going to get that app on there come hell to high water, because I know that this ain't something Jason wants. I know this what God wants. And my friend, God is looking for perseverant people out there that won't take no for an answer. I'm going to get this ministry off of level one. I'm going to get this ministry off of level two if I have to have every breath in my body. Get out of my way. I'm trying to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. You don't want to get on board? Get off of board. My God, I'm tired of fooling with people that just want to sit on the boat. What are you sitting on the boat for when Jesus is right in front of you and all you got to do is say, Lord, forbid me to come? I'm tired of people wasting my time. Don't waste my time and don't waste his either. Listen, if you ain't going to do nothing, get out of my way. Get out of my way. If you're just going to ride the fence, if you're just going to sit here on a can of do me nothing, then get out of my way. Listen, I want some people to come to me and say, Lord, Jason, I want to do something for God, and you have connections. I want some people to call me on here on the broadcast, all this. If you hear this, I want you to give us a call or email us or PM us on Facebook or however you can get in touch with us. Say, Jason, I don't know what it is. I just want to do something for God. I don't know what it is. Listen, we ain't on here trying to get big and all this stuff. Listen, time is getting short, folks, and we need to get busy sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. We need to start casting out devils. We need to start laying hands on the sick and they will recover. We need to start destroying every work of the devil. Whew, glory to God. What are you doing sitting on a cameo, do me nothing, watching Oprah Zone? Come on. That's all you study. Oh, how I can do this. And you talking about helping everybody. Oh, I help everybody in the sun. Have you casted out any demons? Have you laid hands on the sick? Have you spoke to the blind and it's seen? Have you did these things? Do you understand Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil? Come on. We ain't destroying no works. Matter of fact, it's getting worse. Christians are backing up and getting in caves and letting people in leadership that likes abortion and all this stuff, and we don't stand up and keep preaching. You know what? We should see more people out in these streets than anything possible. I'm telling you, anything possible. My wife gets so upset at me at times, said, Jason, you just got too much going on. I said, no, I ain't got too much going on. I ain't got enough going on. You know why? Because God is looking for somebody that is ready to get busy to do his will. I ain't got time for no slow stuff. I ain't got no time for people that just want to play games with God. Get out of my way. I don't care. That's why I don't even pay no attention to people. If they don't want to do nothing in this ministry and say, Jason, hook me up somehow. I want to reach people. If you don't come to me, then you're not hungry for God to use you. Come on. Well, I'm going to start my own ministry. No, you're not. You're just going to sit there on a dog and do me nothing. That's all you're going to do. You ain't doing nothing. You ain't doing nothing. But watch therefore all things, endure afflictions. Do the work of evangelists. Make full proof of thy ministry. For I know I am ready to offer, and time is departure is at hand. I have fought the good fight of faith. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. And henceforth thou have laid up to me a crown of righteousness, which is the Lord, and the righteous judge shall give me on that day, and not only, but all unto them that love his appearing. Do you understand? You got to love God with all your heart. You got to love God with everything that's in you. You got to love God, and your love shows by your actions. Do you understand what I'm saying? You'll talk about God. You'll do God's will. Everything about you should be about God. Hallelujah. If it ain't about God, then I'm questioning your love for God. If you don't give your tithes to God, I'm questioning your love. If you don't share the gospel of Jesus Christ, I'm questioning your love. If you don't If you neglect to assemble yourself together, I'm questioning your love. Why? Because he said, well, one or two are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst. That's what he said. I didn't say it, he did. Kure mama shitata. My. Guys, we need a great awakening. We need a great awakening. You understand? We need a great awakening. We're so busy getting things, taking care of things, and ain't got time for God. We don't. Satan crowds up our time, our abilities. We have no time for God whatsoever. None. So here's my dilemma. I need some laborers to get ready. I need some emailers that know how to email. I need some people that want to text. I'll set you up with a text so you can add to the list daily and text people to encourage them or pray for them. I don't care what you do. But be running the text so they can go on here and listen to these broadcasts, keep them connected to us for the, not just to us, well, yeah, to us, because God is here. God is here. This ain't me, it's God. You understand, it's not me. All right, guys, listen, that's all I have for today. Take it and leave it, or take it and absorb it and apply it. Guys, we need to get busy for the Lord. We need to get busy for the Lord. All right, guys, thank you for tuning in. God bless every one of y'all. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. And y'all have a wonderful, wonderful day. I hope everything is well. And God bless y'all. God bless you. God bless you.